Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bird's usually listening to us before he comes on, right?
Probably.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there if he's listening or not, but remind me to ask him, who the hell the Revolutionary War guy was that interviewed Vargas that day? Dusty and I were talking about that in the break. We're like, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, Cody's got the picture. This guy, we showed Mac the picture.
The picture's amazing.
Yeah, man, that guy was in the same room when John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence in 1775 or 6.
Yeah, who the hell was that guy? It's one of the greatest,
like I said, he flew in on the phone booth from Bill and Ted, then we never saw him again. He had to ask Jason Vargas one question in 2014, then fly back to wherever the hell he came from.
I mean, that guy was money, man. Like, and then gone. Like, nobody ever knew who the hell that guy was. So maybe Vern does. I want to read this to you on the air. This is from Reddit College Football. I want to get genuine reaction.
All righty.
Imagine telling Oklahoma in 2001 that their state would win an NBA championship before another college football title.
Wow.
Think about that.
Gosh.
You want to talk about a program that hasn't done diddly poo, sorry, Kurt Nelson, in 24 years. Like Oklahoma, that clock needs to be start ticking now, too.
Yes, seriously.
About them, they got to win a championship, man. You're this big, bad Oklahoma Sooners. You haven't won a championship in 24 years.
Yeah, feel like USC, Texas's feet, they get held to the fire. What about OU?
Yeah.
Step up.
They got to step it up a little bit,
they've
right?
I mean, I guess they've been good. They've had good teams.
Oh, they've been really
they've
good.
They've had really good teams. But, I mean, honestly, since Sam Bradford, it feels like they haven't had sustained success, at least.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's your job. Like, Oklahoma's
Baker.
Yeah,
no, sustained success. I mean, I felt like Sam Bradford, and before that, OU was always good. And they're, you know, sporadically a Baker year, a Jalen Hurts year.
I don't know how good they're going to be consistently with Nussbaum or whoever the coach is down there, but
and they're in the SEC.
And they're in the SEC, yeah. Like, so expectations are completely different. Like, Oklahoma football may never win a championship again in our lifetime right now.
That's wild.
But I feel like they're one of those programs that when you think of great college football programs, they're always on that list, right? So their state won an NBA championship before their next football.
Crazy.
And 2001 was the early Stoops era. That was like right when Bob took over, you know, a couple of years into it. And so... yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Hate to see it. From the 913, I also just want to say that I'm a bank manager, and our loan guy, his name is Carl. So every time we see him, we throw out the line, Carl, good to see you.
Anytime I see somebody, Carl, I do that too. Carl, nice to see you.
Uh-oh.
75 days.
Chiefs talk, baby.
75
75 now?
Yeah, well, when you said 77, I was like, wait, is that right? Because then I realized Wednesday was our last day, not Friday. So then I did the math.
Set me up for
failure. I know. That's,
you want to just trade seats?
That's my bad.
Your job is to make us look good.
Or the opposite. Dusty's no longer here. I'm Mac Morey. You're listening to Mac and Fesco on 96.5.
Michael.
Text line's ecstatic. Take it easy, 913-586-7965.
75 days till the Chiefs play football, till the NFL season really starts, right? Because that's what the NFL says.
That's right. The NFL released their important date schedule, and the first game listed is the Friday game. They totally forgot about the Thursday game. And yes, we will say that every day because it's funny.
It is. Who cares about the Super Bowl winning Eagles? All right. You have to, Bob, even you. Bob, even you. You have to choose four losses on the schedule.
Okay.
What are they for the Chiefs
well,
this year?
You losing your lunch at the first tailgate. You losing
salad.
Your car in the parking lot. You getting lost on the way home from that first game.
Damn,
and then you losing your gloves in the stadium on Christmas night. Those are the four losses.
Damn. No, yeah, come on.
Christmas night, that sucks.
You don't want to lose your gloves on Christmas night. I'm going to tie them to you so you don't lose
Thank
them.
Thank you. All right, that's only three losses. Sweet. Hey.
You lost your hat.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Three losses. Or
last
four
game
losses.
Of the year when nobody's playing.
Yep, there you go.
That's easy one, right?
Okay. Buffalo always gets us in the regular season when it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Maybe.
I mean, you can read right because you're almost on the same page here.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to lose to Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. You go with yours, Dusty, and then we'll go from there.
Buffalo, I just went all tradition here.
Okay.
Right? So week 18, because the starters won't play.
Right.
You always lose to Buffalo in the regular season. That's their Super Bowl. They've got three rings that don't matter.
Right.
You're going to lose to Dallas on Thanksgiving. I know, Dusty, come on. They're 33-22-1 on Thanksgiving. We always hear it. Dallas always wins on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they're playing
okay.
the Chiefs. So,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find four.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
And then the Colts, because damn it, the Colts. I don't know what it is. I get it. It's Daniel Jones. It's Anthony Richardson. I'm trying to have fun on June 23rd, people. And if I'm going to go with four losses, and I'm going to be sarcastic about it, I'm just going to go with traditional style of losses. Buffalo, you always lose to in the regular season. Week 18, you never win. But even though Denver blew them out last year and everybody loved it, how'd that work out in the first round for them against Buffalo?
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving, Dallas on Thanksgiving, on the road, whatever. And then Colts, because I don't know what it is about the Colts. I don't care who their quarterback is. They've lost to Harbaugh. They've lost to Matt Ryan. They could lose to Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's something about the Colts. So if I had to pick four, those would be the four, and I take a facetious look at it because of traditional losses. But come on.
The Colts one is interesting because they always seemingly lose a game they shouldn't, right? It happens almost every – it didn't last year, well, the Super Bowl. But, like, usually you see a regular season slip of they lose a game where they shouldn't lose. Maybe Washington I throw in there as one of those. If Washington's going to be good, maybe that's their statement win, their true coming out party here at Arrowhead or something like that. So I'll look at it that way. And then Mac losing his gloves on Christmas
night. And then me freezing in the cold.
You losing the bus. You can't find Ralph. Like,
If yours happens, Dusty, people will be panicking because if the Chiefs lose two games in a row on a short week, the sky will be falling. Colts and Thanksgiving right back to back there.
Which would give me my sort of narrative, short week on the road.
100%.
Yeah. There's text lines coming in. They lose to Buffalo, Philly, Denver, Vegas. And the Denver loss is at Denver.
Say them again.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
I disagree with that. That's a revenge game, home opener.
Coming back from Brazil.
Yeah.
Short-ish week.
No, longer week.
I mean, that's what I meant. Longer week.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man. Nobody knows anything yet. But I'm with you on that one, Bob. I don't see them losing the home opener. But then again, Detroit happened. But again, no Trish Jones, no Travis Kelce in that game as well. Very tough start to your schedule. Very tough first 9 weeks.
Yeah, I think I'll do... The Bills, I think, is an easy one to just choose. I think the Week 18 game, you said.
Nobody gets mad about that loss.
No, everybody, just goes, they'll probably lose that game. The Bills win it every year. It's their Super Bowl.
Well, what have they won the last 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
I remember being at I think it was two games ago when the Chiefs played the Bills at home and they lost. It ended with a Mahomes interception, if you
that
guys
was
remember.
That was Tony play. 2 years ago.
It was Kadrapius, and then
I guess it was 3 years ago because it was at home because Kadrapius was at Buffalo.
No,
Kadrapius
wasn't.
I was
here.
I was
at the game.
I was there. It was here 2 years ago. Yeah. I was literally there, 35 yard line.
Yeah. No, we were absolutely at that game. Yeah.
Well, this was 3 years ago then. It was early on in the season. It was week four or something. And I remember being sad that we lost, but also just looking at every Buffalo fan, like, see you again. Because that's how you know. You're just like, all right, we'll see you again in 2 months or whatever it is. So. I'd go Buffalo week 18. I think Vegas is a loss, and then Titans.
So here we are. I just want to say this out loud. Here we are trying to find four. That's where you're at in your franchise.
Right.
Trying to find four, whereas half the NFL is like, try to find me six wins.
That's
And you're here sitting about who's going to win and four loss. Somebody says you can't lose at Denver. It's the week after the bye. You let me think about Andy Reid after the bye, Mac.
Yeah,
good.
He's getting ready for the show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is lathering up right now. Monday horny.
Oh, yeah. He came in this morning, and I saw him smiling like a Cheshire cat. He's so happy to
see that Coastal Carolina coach. He actually played free safety at Alabama Tech. If I was that umpire, too, I'd be backpedaling like, you know, almost cussed. Oh, God. Vern, going to join us in about 20 minutes. But, yeah, tough to find four losses for the Chiefs. I mean, again, we'll see what happens.
I don't know, Dusty. They seem pretty washed to me. I think they'll have four losses in the first four games.
God. I do and don't want that. Because that would make for some really fun times on the air.
We did get a text that said we could easily start out 0-2.
Well, then you got this from the 785. They lose in Week 18. They lose to the Bills in the regular season. Pete Carroll gets us for one, and then the Bills in the AFC Championship game.
We don't lose to the Bills in the playoffs. I was just watching the Music City Miracle. Like, Buffalo has had horrible luck throughout their entire existence.
Yeah, just leave Buffalo alone. They're fine.
Yeah.
Did you see TJ McConnell's mom telling the cameraman to get out?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out of here. He was bawling in her arms.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, and they put the camera right on him. She's like, damn. Get the F out of here.
Did his dad not look like who TJ McConnell's dad should look like?
Yeah.
Like former high school coach standing there.
TJ McConnell played basketball collegiately where?
Don't know. Texas Tech.
Arizona.
Yeah, that was close. Was somewhere out there.
And his sister plays in the WNBA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.